Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and once again, you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday, and happy Valentine's Week. I got a daughter, got a birthday on Valentine's Day, and it is a day of celebration across the nation as there's chocolate, strawberries, flowers, chocolates, all kind of things celebrating love. Will the Democrats and the Republicans celebrate their love-hate relationship? I don't know. Memos, and more memos to come. That's, I guess that's the title of our show this week. And there's so much to dig into. And you know, the last few weeks, so much has been unearthed. And there's a lot more. I believe the onion is just now starting to be peeled back. A lot is going on, and it's so much, it's hard to get incorporated into a 30-minute show. But I believe now enough has been let out so that we can start to see some patterns. So we're going to attempt in this week's show, I'm going to use some clips from Sean Hannity, and as he helps piece together the players that are starting to evolve in this, I believe it is. He's called it the biggest scandal, bigger, 100 times bigger, even 1,000 times bigger than Watergate. But if it is all true, there's things that are pointing to the intelligence officers of this United States in the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation who could have involved themselves in trying to undermine not only a presidential candidate, but an elected president-elect and then a sitting president. These are dangerous times if this is not uncovered. And we need the facts. I hope it's not all true. I really hope for the benefit of our country it's not true. But we have got to know the truth. And it's just as if there's some in the mainstream media who are putting their heads in the sand. And as I said before, if this had happened with George W. Bush, and he was spying on Barack Obama in 2008, would we not have the press with every magnifying glass looking for every clue to haunt George W. Bush and to bring down anybody in any branch of government who was a part of it? And that is where we're going to start out, just saying that the mainstream media has not done its duty. And I hope that there's enough good reporters out there who want to find the truth and not try to push a political agenda. Now, Doc Holliday has put in some input on this, but I want today's show to help you understand what's going on. And now, will the press get upset? You betcha they will if it's a liberal. Will President Obama and his team get upset? You bet they will. Before he was president, he was a senator, a United States senator running for the Democratic nomination. And do you remember this? Do you remember back in 2007 and 8? I believe it's before the general election. But when he was a candidate, one of, 11 or 12 Democrats running for president in 2008. And just see if you remember this. There's a headline. I'm going to read it to you because, you know, so many people have forgotten about it. But we haven't here at Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I haven't heard anybody talk about this on anywhere, conservative, liberal. But go back and let's see what was being told. This was on, actually, it's March 20th, 2008, on CBS News report. It was a scandal. Two contract employees for the State Department have been fired and a third disciplined for inappropriately looking at Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama's passport file. And the department is investigating whether political or other motives were involved, senior official said. Wow. And that was, they ended up saying he thought it wasn't political. It was just people looking at Secretary of State. Then Condoleezza Rice said she spoke with Obama and apologized. I told him that I was sorry, and I told him that I myself would be very disturbed. But she called the candidate, Barack Obama, and let him know that they were making sure that nothing like that would ever happen again. And they people were trying to look at his passport and the files, and it was the State Department didn't release the names, but they were fired immediately for looking at a passport. And so they went on and mentioned that. They went to the spokesman for the Obama's presidential campaign, and they called for a complete investigation. And this is their quote. This is from the Obama campaign, 2008. This is an outrageous breach of security and privacy, even from an administration that has shown little regard for either over the last 8 years. Our government's duty is to protect the private information of the American people, not to use it for political purposes. Can you believe that paragraph coming from the Obama campaign in 2008? And what has happened in 2016? Can anybody believe it? Can anybody believe it? And went on, said, we don't know what they were looking for, who they are, or what their motivation was, but it brings up memories of the search for dirt on Bill Clinton that led to a government investigation. And, wow. And now, these reporters don't even want to look and try to see what was going on in the FBI and the Department of Justice. And one of the things that Hillary Clinton had to weigh in on this. This is Doug Hathaway, a spokesman for Senator Hillary Clinton, who was also a candidate, and the former first lady who was challenging Obama during that time. This is his quote for the Clinton campaign, the Hillary Rodham Clinton campaign in 2008. It's outrageous, and the Bush administration has got to get to the bottom of it. Now, if it was outrageous and the Bush administration has got to get to the bottom of it, then maybe the Clintons would like for this administration to find out what happened in 2016. Let's search for the truth. Let's search for the truth. And that's what we're going to do on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here. Let's start the search for the truth. And I just have to tell you that I wanted to go back and let you remember what happened in 2008, because nobody's talking about that. I'm talking about the Obama campaign team, just that people would use this information and spy on an American citizen. Wow, can you believe that? How outrageous they were, and had people fired immediately. And now you can't even get the media to be excited about there's dirt there and going on in the government. You know, you remember when the Democrats used to always hate to anything to do with FBI and justice. Well, let me play this real quick, because when we talk about the memos opening up these things, it opened up like peeling an onion. But there is something that will help us better understand. If there's a song, I'd say this song from the Beatles sort of explains last week of all the memos flying around. Take a listen.
You say yes, I say no. You say
it's just like on one hand, you got the Republicans saying, hello, we got new information. We got information about corruption. And it's like the Democrats are saying, goodbye, it's over. There's nothing to look at. Let's move on. That's in the past. Let's forget about it. Hello, goodbye. What is it, America? Will America want to listen to the story of corruption that's 100 times worse than Watergate? Well, let's talk about that, because first of all, I want to tell you there is an article that was written by Molly Hemingway, and she writes some for the Federalist conservative group, but she was talking about, she started an article saying it, for more than a year and a half, the media have gone all in on reporting every possible angle of President Donald Trump's alleged collusion with Russia. No story update has been too small, no encounter of a Russian too inconsequential, and no anonymous source too sketchy to generate outsized coverage and histrionic claims from major media. Wow. Yeah, and it's true. I mean, you turn on CNN, turn on ABC, MSNBC, and it's just dizzying the amount of feeble attempts to find something interesting on Russian collusion. And I mean, it's been going on a year and a half. It is what I mentioned before, like the Charles Dickens line in A Tale of Two Cities. It opens up, this opening line is, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. And if you watch one news network like CNN and then watch Fox News, it's totally different what's being covered and talked about. But it is amazing what's been coming out lately. And when we're talking about these memos coming from the House Intelligence and then the Senate Intelligence, the Graham Grassley memo, and I'm not going to get into everything about it because it just will get more complicated, but I'm going to play some clips from Sean Hannity to help explain it. But it is what Molly Hemingway was saying. It's just laughable. Where is it? Let me tell you what she said in her article. She was writing, and she said, talked about the revelations of the House Intel memo, saying it was laughable to be concerned about what the FBI hiding the fact the dossier was bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton when attempting to secure a wiretap to spy on a Trump campaign affiliate. He said arguments in support of the memo were tortured, and he generally tweeted and retweeted critiques. And here she was, just talking about, again, what Democrats would be saying about a memo. The average House Democrat didn't give a flip about it. And then, of course, trying to get their own memo out. So there's so much going on here. But this is what, when Congressman Nunes, who is really a Republican, who's head of the House Intelligence Committee, is really taking a lot of flack. But like I said, the more flack he gets, the more he knows he's right over the target. And we're not getting everything that's out there. And it needs to come out. And I believe it will. Hopefully it will. But you can see what the Democrats are doing. They want, like everything, delay, delay, push it back, delay. And they're praying they can take over the House in the midterms. And then they can stop this investigation. And they can take control of it and wrestle it away from the Republicans. And that's why you see them wanting to delay putting out the memo. Everything they can do to delay and obstruct the American people's right to know and understand. But I just had to tell you that there's so much that's so true about, and Molly Hemingway is not the only person talking about and writing articles about how the media is missing. The mainstream media is missing on all this that's going on. So just had to say that before we get into some clips here from Sean Hannity. But I want you to understand that what is going on is unprecedented, and it is historic. And we've never seen anything like it in the history of the United States of what we're talking about, on a level of collusion between the FBI and the Department of Justice trying to work against a candidate and then a president-elect and then a sitting president. Unprecedented. And we'll just have to listen to these clips if you don't believe me. Some of you haven't been keeping up with it, so listen to these clips coming up. But first, let me remind you, you're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net, and you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, where you'll hear things you won't hear anywhere else, and commentary from Doc Holliday, and we'll put on some things each week that helps you better understand what's going on. Just like I told you earlier, nobody has gone back to talk about how outrageous the is what was called by the Obama spokesperson for the campaign in 2008 that someone would spy on a private citizen like Senator Obama. And yet he might have known of spying on a huge scale of American citizens. Don't know yet. We don't know about President Obama, but it looks very, very close to somebody knowing a lot more than what they said they did when he claimed he never knew what was going on in investigations of Hillary Clinton. But now, let's see what Sean Hannity has to say after. Let me also remind you, we've got a book. You can go to the front page of the website, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can see a book called Bedrock Truths. Click on that. It'll take you to a website where you can order that book or a new book. I got a chapter in about the Nation of Israel, called a biblical case for Israel. And I just want you to understand that as you look at the different books on the website, we appreciate you ordering some of those. Some of those are getting old, going back to Tea Party days, because so much is going on. But I will say, being a part of the Tea Party was something that makes me proud to see how it's still influencing. When you saw Rand Paul last week filibustering the vote on the budget deal, and there's still some dreamers who are American citizens. We still dream for the best in America. We can not only be great again, but we can be the best we've ever been. And that's where I believe we got to do. We got to get this deficit down, and we got to start reeling in the national debt. And I'm glad people like Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky will stand up and make a stand, and Senator Mike Lee in Utah. And these are two senators came right out of the Tea Party movement, along with Ted Cruz. And we got so many in the House Freedom Caucus that came right out of the Tea Party movement. So it's still having an influence. We got to grow and mature and take reins and power and begin to get more and more people who care about this government and outrageous spending. And for the love of our children and grandchildren, we've got to get it under control. Now, what did Sean Hannity have to say? Well, let's play a clip. Let you hear that.
And here's what they don't want you to know about the key officials that are involved in this scandal. Let's start with player number one. That, of course, would be Hillary Clinton. Now, remember Donna Brazile in her book? She talked about Hillary rigging the primary against Bernie Sanders. Imagine if that was Donald Trump. Then Clinton tried to build on that idea. She was teaming up with the DNC. They worked through a law firm. They paid over $12 million for that salacious dossier that was filled with Russian lies, Russian propaganda. Why? Because they wanted to influence the general election through lies. Clinton also tried to keep this a secret. She went through a law firm, Perkins Coie, which then hired Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS, and they paid former British spy, Russian expert Christopher Steele.
Fee, fi, fo, fun. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Now, according to Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett, who's been doing a deep dive into all of this, two crimes may have been committed in this instance. 52 U.S. Code 30121, which says it is illegal to make a payment, donation, or trade anything of value with a foreign national in connection with any kind of election in America. Now, remember, Steele's a former British spy.
Yes. Did we have foreign influence on this election? And what's Christopher Steele? Fee, fi, fo, fum. I believe he's an Englishman. Well, let's go ahead, Sean, and spell out why the Hillary Clinton campaign should be in trouble with the Federal Election Commission.
He was only hired by Fusion GPS once Hillary Clinton started picking up the tab for the Trump opposition research, not before. Greg also points out 52 USC 30101. It makes it a crime to file a false or misleading campaign report. Now, a watchdog group, the Campaign Legal Center, they've actually filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission accusing the Clinton campaign and the DNC of violating campaign finance laws and for failing to disclose payments they made for this dossier. All right, next up is disgrace. Former FBI Director James Comey. Now, he, along with corrupt FBI agent member Peter Strzok and other top deputies, not rank and file, they put the fix in to save Hillary Clinton from prosecution when we know she committed multiple felonies as it relates to the email server scandal. Now, Comey and his lackeys, they ignored incontrovertible evidence about Clinton breaking the law, having secret, top secret, special access programming, classified information stored in that mom and pop shop bathroom closet. Remember, on the server.
Now, if the tables were turned, do you think that the press would be saying, oh my goodness, Hillary Clinton, she could have done that on purpose, setting up her special server because she was colluding with the Russians so they could pick up her information? Do you think for a second, if Donald Trump was in the same situation, the press wouldn't be colluding already of what maybe Putin and Hillary had something going on so that they could read her email? Did she do it on purpose? Is that absurd? Well, it's about as absurd as the media still focusing on collusion with Trump and Russia.
They also failed to act after Clinton's team deleted 33,000 subpoenaed emails. Then they acid wash using bleach bit on the hard drives. And then any devices they had left over, they busted those up with a hammer. And by the way, the mobile devices they eventually turned over to the FBI, they were useless. They had no SIM cards in them. Now, despite all of this, Comey, Strzok, and others, they crafted an exoneration statement months before ever interviewing Hillary Clinton and 17 other key witnesses in the case. By the way, that's not how law enforcement works. And in that exoneration statement, when describing Clinton's mishandling of classified information, Comey changed the words, the legal standard, gross negligence, which is the legal standard, to extreme carelessness. And they also altered a section that said it was reasonably likely that hostile foreign actors and adversaries of the United States had hacked the server. And they completely removed information about Hillary Clinton emailing President Obama, which means that Obama knew Hillary was breaking the law, or should have known.
Is President Obama innocent in all this? It begs to wonder.
Now, all of this allowed Hillary Clinton to stay in the presidential race, which obviously they wanted. And then she used the Russian propaganda dossier. Why? To lie to the American people. Nobody had verified what was in that dossier, not even Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS. Now, again, going back to Greg Jarrett, according to him, if Comey exonerated Hillary Clinton for political purposes, well, that means he obstructed justice. He should have been seeking the truth. And that's only the start of Comey's involvement in this scandal. And according to the House Intel Committee in their memo, Comey signed off personally on three FISA applications to spy on the Trump campaign. And his FBI lied to the FISA court about the dossier being bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC. Oh, excuse me. They did have a footnote. It may have some political origins, but they knew Hillary and the DNC paid for it.
And they sure didn't divulge any of that to the FISA court before when they presented this material. It was not what was so obvious to the FBI was diluted to almost nothing, is what we've come to learn. And hopefully we'll get to see the exact words if we can get that documentation.
And Comey's FBI. Then they also used that Yahoo News article written by Michael Isikoff about Carter Page. They were corroborating the dossier. Well, here's the problem. They knew the source for the Yahoo story was Christopher Steele. And the FBI never independently verified the information, nor did Fusion GPS, because Steele was their only source. And by the way, from there, it only gets worse. According to the Grassley Graham memo, the bulk, let me repeat, the bulk of their application to the FISA court, the FBI put before a judge, consisted, the bulk of it, the phony dossier. the Hillary Clinton phony dossier. Now, in March of 2017, Comey told Congress he didn't bother collaborating or corroborating the dossier because the FBI thought Christopher Steele was credible.
Fee, fi, fo, fun. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Really? Well, you don't have to corroborate these things? And Comey also testified under oath that the same dossier that he used to get the Pfizer warrant was, quote, salacious and unverified. And Comey also told then-President-elect the same thing in January 2016, but it was only just a couple of months earlier the dossier was used to get a warrant. Did he tell the Pfizer judge it's unverified? Did he tell the Pfizer judge any of this information? No, he did not. Okay, that is guilt by omission, purposely omitting information that likely would have had a big impact on that judge. All right, player number three tonight, former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe. Now, the GOP House memo, that details how McCabe testified without the dossier, the FISA warrant to surveil would never have been approved. And McCabe is also tied to the Clinton email cover-up. Remember the recent reports? Andrew McCabe, he was forced to resign over revelations in a soon-to-be-released DOJ Inspector General report, and we're told all about the Clinton email investigation. And the Wall Street Journal is reporting that McCabe and other top FBI officials, remember, they also knew about Uma Abedin's emails that were found on Anthony Weiner's laptop. They knew about them in September of 2016. Important information. But they waited at least a month before they told Congress. And we can't forget McCabe's wife. She got $700,000, an astronomical amount of money, for a failed Senate run in the Commonwealth of Virginia from a group tied to Clinton ally Terry McAuliffe and from the Virginia Democratic Party.
Now, Sean Hannity went on and named 10 characters all in there, but these top three, you know, with Clinton and Comey and then Andy McCabe. And we don't really know everything until the Inspector General's report comes out about the FBI. But Andy McCabe, again, he knew that we're told he knew and others in the FBI knew about the Weiner emails discovered on his computer that were Clinton emails to her assistant, her top aide there, who was Weiner's wife. And the FBI knew this in September and did not tell until the end of October the James Comey. Now, did James Comey not know, or did they sit on the information? And what was going on during this time? Why did they sit on it? Is this the time when Trump's Access Hollywood tape came out and they thought that would do him? He'd be over with. And they didn't want to do anything to damage the most damage that could be caused by the Access Hollywood tape. Do you think for a moment that they said, let's hold on to this and Hillary have it won, we'll let it out at the last minute just so the, you know, in the future people won't claim that we tried to rig this election? I don't know. I would like to know. But nobody's bringing up the point, why did they hold the information about Weiner's emails discovered? And they held it for a month, right in the middle, in the thick of the election. Was it because they knew that they were working with the Clinton campaign and was told that this Trump Access Hollywood tape was about to come out like a bombshell to drive him into the ground, and they didn't want anything? They didn't want anything that would derail Hillary Clinton or keep the media off the scent like bloodhounds like they went after Donald Trump on the Access Hollywood tape. There's so much we would need to know. Surely somebody would start talking in the Clinton campaign if they knew all this. But, of course, it's a tight-knit group that's caused the Clinton corruption to go on for years and years and years. I hope it's come to an end, and I hope we can get somebody to tell us the truth. And I hope the truth will come out. Because as it says in the Bible, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's why we won't hear Doc Holliday's rock splitting politics. I don't want to drive the FBI into the ground. I believe in the 99% of the hardworking FBI workers and the Department of Justice. But if there's bad apples at the top, then we got to get the rotten core out. And we need to know what went on. We need to know. The American people need to know and understand so this won't happen again. And how bad is it? We need to know the truth because the truth will set America free. So let's go for the truth. That's what we want to do here at Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Can't believe we've gone 30 more minutes. And I'll just have to say, we'll be back next week. Don't forget Valentine's Day. God bless you. We'll have more Rock Splitting Politics because the rocks are splitting. And you're hearing about them right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.